This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm sat in the studio with
Christine Wong.
With you for another 10 minutes or so. Our topic of the day is, what is your main purpose when visiting shopping malls these days? Despite what we may think, shopping malls are doing relatively okay right now. They've started to get back on their feet. And hopefully this little spike is just that and is a little spike and retail will start doing well again. The responses that we've had so far, 45.2% of you are saying you go to malls for F&B. 37.3% of you say you're going for shopping. 11.4% for something else. And 6.1% of you are saying you're going there for the cinema. Some tweets that we can take a look at. We've got Mohammed Reza Ibrahim, who says he goes for coffee and for work. Wind of Change, I've already mentioned, I think, has said to kill time. Angie Tan, to source items for clients and to do some groceries. Otherwise, I won't go shopping at the mall since the beginning of the MCO. Mall walking from Ravi Rasalingam. It's a little bit, the writing's a little small and I'm getting old, so I couldn't read it. And Nick has said, just walking about to de-stress, really, feeling extra stressed out since the beginning of the pandemic. Nick, you are not alone, my friend.
You're really not.
Chris, what else have we got?
Yes. So on Instagram, we have Hema Sakaran, Joanna NJY, and E-7 all say F&B. Ivawa says groceries, and Dong Chui Wan says grocery shopping, maybe to grab a bite while I'm at it. But I tried to minimize time in malls these days, which is, I think, the right call.
Sensible. Anonymous message here over on WhatsApp says, I go to the mall mostly when I need to for groceries and for meals. More often because of senior citizens who depend on the younger ones to go out. Malls are good options to take them out for eats and some physical and a bit of mental exercise. I appreciate malls where there are nearby parks or green spaces to take a bit of a breather, some R&R and some train stations. Thank you very much for the messages. Do keep the numbers coming in and the votes, and we'll have a quick update before we wrap up at the end of the show. Final story of the day, of course, the end of the loan moratorium and what you can do next. Now, except for a few industries, the year 2020 will probably be remembered as a disastrous year for all concerned. Malaysian companies and individuals, to a certain extent, have been saved by the implementation of the six-month moratorium on loans, started in April and ending, of course, today. A lot of borrowers found themselves not having to worry about loan repayments of any kind.
Yeah, and I think some individuals treated the non-payment of monthly installments as excess cash for investment into stock markets, but others cut their spending and just saved the money.
However, however you treated the six-month moratorium on loans, the honeymoon of non-payment, sadly, is now over. As the moratorium ends today, Bank Negara and our commercial banks have announced to the public that help is available to all those affected by this recession. We found an article in The Star recently, written by one Tan Tiam Hock, clearly explaining your options as an individual or business owner. And here are your options. The 6 months non-payment period that you enjoyed, principal plus interest, P&I, can be restructured by adding an additional repayment month to the existing loans. But you have to resume your normal monthly payment starting October 1st, 2020.
Tomorrow.
Since most companies and individuals face a short-term cash flow problem, the restructuring of loans will allow many good companies and credit-worthy individuals to recover from the recession. So don't worry so much. For those who have lost their jobs or in danger of losing your jobs or have suffered permanent pay cuts, you're advised to restructure your loan to a smaller monthly repayment by increasing the loan tenure, for example, from 20 years to 30 years housing loan, or the banks allowing you to pay interest only for the next 12 months or smaller monthly payments for the next 12 to 24 months, with bigger payments in the later years.
Mm-hmm. And obviously different banks offer different solutions, but the general consensus is that all banks want to help you to get through this unprecedented pandemic recession.
Now, if you're an SME or you have corporate loans, treatment of SMEs and corporate loans will differ depending on the type of business and types of loans, but the principal treatments are the same. Prolong loan tenure, pay interest only, reduce monthly payments and conversion of short-term trade bills, P&I, into a 12-month term loan. The type of loan restructuring for SMEs will depend greatly on your next 12 months' projected cash flow. And banks will require a cash flow statement detailing your projected sales, your operational expenses, installment payments, interest expenses, etc. Basically, projected cash inflow minus your cash outflow to better gauge how you're doing and how you expect to do when granting you the appropriate restructuring. Now, forecasting for 2021. That's not going to be easy, but you will find this exercise to be very useful to your company in terms of evaluation on viability of business, cash flow sustainability, and the desired operational expenses that you will need to adhere to. So a detailed cash flow projection will help to show the multiple banks the kind of assistance you will need to survive the next 12 months.
And for SMEs that have multiple loans from multiple banks, just be forewarned that you will get different treatments from each bank.
Yeah. And to better help SMEs prepare this cash flow statement before meeting your bankers, because where do you start really? Some kind friends in the industry have offered their services pro bono. They've created business cash flow templates that you can download and use for your meeting with the banks. Credit goes to ex-banker Clifford Clements and friends from Ernst & Young, which include Chow Sang Ho, Ryan Sim, and Boon Hui, who have produced these business cash flow templates for three specific segments: manufacturing, trading and services, which form the majority of Malaysian SMEs. You can drop them an email. It's really simple: malaysia.covid.help@gmail.com. I'll say that again. Just drop them an email at malaysia.covid.help@gmail.com. They'll send you a QR code to download these templates. It's on auto reply, so you won't have to wait long for a reply.
Yeah, and help your bankers by helping yourself first. Just remember that your bank loan officers have a few hundred cases to manage. So prepare your projected cash flow statements before you meet the bankers. It will speed up the processing time of a final approval from the loan committee.
Once more, that email to get your cash flow statement template is malaysia.covid.help@gmail.com. Good luck. Now, that is the end of today's show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Of course, the story that we were carrying today was that despite everything, shopping malls seem to be doing okay. Footfall is up to about 70%. Sales are about 80-something percent. And these were numbers that were taken just before the recent spike that we've seen. Hopefully, it is just a small spike.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers that we have on the polls: 45.2% of you F&B, 37.3% for shopping, others at 11.4%, and cinema at 6.1%. That's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't go anywhere though, because coming up after the break, of course, we have the Breakfast Grill replay with Edmund Lee, the general manager of Red Bull Malaysia. How has the pandemic affected beverage companies like Red Bull Malaysia? Having been described as the number one energy drink in Malaysia by Nielsen in 2018, has consumer taste changed over the years? Did the MCO affect its business? Edmund Lee of Red Bull joined the Breakfast Grill to talk to them about the company's plans moving forward. If you missed any part of this show, of course, we did talk about that whole thing about why and what your main purpose for visiting shopping malls is.
And then we talked about how the US is trying to COVID-proof their break groups.
Wrapping up with the end of the loan moratorium and what you can do next. Now, believe it or not, today is International Podcast Day, September the 30th. And if you missed any part of this show, you can download our podcast, which is available via the app on the Apple App Store or Google Play. And if you fancy it, you can head over to our website. It is, of course, bfm.my. Just head over there. We're going to take a break now up to the top of the hour for the news. It is the Klaxons with Golden Scans here on BFM 89.9. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon for Enterprise Biz Bytes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.